Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Just reminding you, if you have something you'd like to contribute, it's pretty easy. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, middle initial H, as in Hill, and Burge, B-U-R-G-E, kimhburge@gmail.com. So if you have something to contribute, send it to us. Please include the name of the author if you know that. I have something today, Kim, called Cats and Teenagers. And that somebody sent this to us. I don't know where it came from. I don't know. It was in a newspaper. It's a newspaper clipping.
Okay.
But I'm not sure which paper it was. So I'm going to do that. What do you have lined up?
I have a poem by W.R. Hurst. I don't have the title of it, but I like the poem.
Okay. Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, top-notch horse operations, and leading sheep producers. It's all in the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. As I said, this came to us, I don't have a name on it. But I'm going to read it because it's funny.
Okay.
Cats.
That's
and,
our criteria.
Cats and teenagers. For years, it's been rumored that both cats and teenagers are direct descendants from a common ancestor, the Bubus parentis in extremis, a rare form of semi-comatose prehistoric life form that roamed the Earth in search of sympathy some 225 million years ago. Recently, researchers, which means people with nothing better to do with their time, uncovered these similarities between cats and teenagers. So here we go.
Okay.
They sleep all day, and then they want to play all night. You spend much of your time feeding them and picking up after them, and they rarely make any acknowledgement that you exist unless they need something from you. Again, cats and teenagers. Neither teenagers nor cats turn their heads when you call out to them by name. No matter what you do for them, it isn't enough. Indeed, all human efforts are barely adequate to compensate for the privilege of waiting on them hand and foot and claw. You very rarely see a cat walking outside the house with an adult human being when it can be safely or not safely said that no teenager in his right or her right mind wants to be seen in public with his parents. If cats and teenagers had their way, no adult human being would ever leave the house for any reason whatsoever except, of course, to stock up on groceries. Even if you tell jokes as well as Jay Leno or David Letterman, neither the cat nor your teen will ever crack a smile. No cat or teenager shares your taste in music. Cats and teenagers can lie on the living room sofa for hours on end without moving, barely breathing. Cats have 9 lives. Teenagers carry on as if they did. Cats and teenagers yawn in exactly the same manner, communicating that ultimate human ecstasy of sense of complete and utter boredom. Cats and teenagers do not improve anyone's furniture. Cats that are free to roam outside the house sometimes have been known to return in the middle of the night to deposit a dead animal in your bedroom. Teenagers are not really above that sort of behavior either. As you can see, the similarities are undeniable, and with a little imagination, the list could be extended indefinitely. Thus, if you must raise a teenager in this confusing world of ours, the best sources of advice are not other parents, but consult your local veterinarian. And remember this, above all else, put out the food and do not make any sudden moves in their direction. When they make up their minds, they will finally come to you for some affection and comfort, and it will be a triumphant moment for all concerned. So that's Cats and Teenagers. I wish I knew the author on that. I do not, but I thought it was fun and we wanted to share it with you today here on the Good Stuff program.
I definitely liked it. Thank you very much.
And
okay.
Now, have I left you enough time to do your poem?
No, you haven't, but I'll do it another time and I have other things I can share.
Okay.
So, you know, those bulletins at church?
Oh, yes. The ones that say, you know, church meeting at 7 o'clock yes. Wednesday night or something.
Yes. Well, thank goodness for church ladies. Here's sentences that actually appeared in church bulletins or were announced at church services. I'll just mention a couple. The fasting and prayer conference includes meals.
Okay, I'll go
okay.
to that one.
Okay, all right. And scouts are saving aluminum cans, bottles, and other items to be recycled. Proceeds will be used to cripple children.
No, say it's not so.
That's right.
Thanks for tuning in, spending a little bit of your day with us here on The Good Stuff.